2015 meeting for the Tunnel Act of Climb will order on May 1st. Members of the board are present, we have been notified, please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of vouchers of the general fund of $51,325 to $51,354.
I'll move for approval.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the April 17th regular town board meeting.
I'll make a motion for the approval of those minutes as read.
I'll second that, Gloria. I'll second that. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the April 17th meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the April 22nd, 2019 special town meeting.
Move to approve.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the April 22nd special town meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Well, nothing too much happening, kind of a little dead time of year. We have some money that we're gonna be transferring into the reserve fund, which is $106,242.25, and that'll show up on next month's report. And so, that's pretty much about it. Oh, I'm sorry. The balance in the regular account is $1,049,127.56, and in the ambulance account, we have $393,421.54.
Yes, Kate?
What, how much is now in the reserve fund, or how much will be in the reserve fund when you add this $106,000?
Anybody got a calculator? Right now, we got $142,000, and we're gonna add $106,000 to it.
Oh, okay.
To, you know.
Close enough.
Close enough, okay.
$148,000. I'll move for approval of the treasurer's report.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Number 10, public comment on agenda items. Jim?
Question. On number 8 was the approval of the, going out on a loan. And I don't know if it made the minutes, but I have a question about the blueprints. Is that appropriate to bring up at this time?
Since it's based on the minutes, if you have a question, I can try to answer it for you afterwards, or we could put it on an agenda, but I would prefer that we have it on the agenda if it's something that the board will be discussing.
Okay, good. Agenda item.
I have one question.
Yes.
Can we get a list of the roads that are going to be up for bid this year?
Yep.
Yep, that's what we'll be discussing.
Okay, thank you.
Any others? Okay. Item number 11, authorized bids for town roadwork 2019 construction projects. I've got Pete here, he and the crew have been out reviewing the roads, seeing which ones are good, bad, and okay. So Pete?
Well, the three roads we were thinking of doing this year is Deer Trail, which is up between Mitten Lake and Tippecanoe Prairie, up that way. The other one is Dunner Point Road, that is off of Florsheim Road, and North Squaw Lake Lane, which is off of East Squaw Lake.
Are those all chip sealed or some way?
Yes, those are all chip sealed. And they're not the only roads, but they're the roads we, you know, I guess based on the amount of traffic, the amount of residents, you know, we have some roads that aren't the best right now, which every township has their roads that are good and bad. Some of these, they're seasonal, there's nobody here in the winter, you know, there's not a lot of traffic in and out of them. So we're kind of trying to take the ones that are the worst that have the most traffic is what I'm basing it on.
Norm?
Yeah, there were a couple of roads that were up for construction last year, but that was postponed for lack of funds. Are those the same roads now that we're talking about?
North Squaw.
North Squaw was one of them.
Yep.
The other one, I think, was Toto Town?
Yes, in Toto Town.
And, but that you didn't have on this year's list?
No, and like I said, that's just my opinion on the amount of traffic, that these ones need more attention for the amount of traffic that are on them.
Is there a Toto Town Lane, Toto Town Road, which?
There's two Toto Toms. There's Toto Town, I believe, Road and Toto Town Lane, where they fork. And this would be, I believe, Toto Town Lane to the left.
Lane.
Goes down into the, into a swamp area, and there's about 400 or 500 feet or more, right? That road is right at swamp level, and it's got some dips and dives to it. But again, it's, there's not much traffic down there. It's slow traffic, the people aren't flying out of there like they do some of these roads.
How many miles are you talking when you combine Deer Trail, Dunner Point Road?
Well, Deer Trail is 1.62.
1.62, yeah.
Dunner Point would be 0.59. And North Squaw is 0.39.
What's the difference in cost between chip seal and regular blacktop?
You know, I'm not sure exactly, I don't know what the difference is.
There's not a huge difference in it, or?
There's a difference, yeah.
Yeah, the chip seal run, chip seal roads are about 60% of the cost of an asphalt road.
And what are they last time-wise between the two?
Asphalt will go 25 to 30 years, chip seal will go 20, 25 years. Main thing in road construction is the base. If you've got a good base, what you have on top of it, a lot of times doesn't matter.
The rough thing these days is, if you've noticed, how big the garbage trucks are. And not to pick on them, because we all have our garbage. Your excavator, when somebody's building, it's a big truck and a big machine, and everything's just bigger these days. And I'm not blaming anybody, but everything's just bigger as time goes on. It used to be the garbage trucks were smaller, and the excavator guys had a little dump truck with a little digger. Things just don't stand up like they used to, and you get a wet year with a bunch of rain, and the ground saturated, you know, it's just the nature of the beast.
Bill?
Does this include crack seal on roads too, or is that a separate?
That's, that would be separate. These, the chip seals, you don't crack fill.
Just that I see, looks like a disaster this year with crack seal coming out.
Somebody really pushed it out this year.
Well, some of that too, I think they were putting in too soon. And those cracks hadn't expanded all the way, and then you go in and you plow, and all you have to do is hook that with a, and you're talking on some of the major roads. You hook that with a plow, and you got snakes all over the place.
So then we'll put this out at bid tentatively, and when will we be looking to open this? What will be the parameters on this?
Well, what is this, first in May, probably the first meeting in June? So you'd have time to notice it?
Or the 15th, maybe the second meeting?
You think you can be able to notice? Because you'll have to, we'll write up the spec, and then.
You gotta give them a couple weeks at least, you know, to do that. I would say the second meeting in June.
How long do you think it'd take you to write up the specs for them?
I wouldn't, I would think within a couple weeks, I would think.
Probably open bids the first meeting in June, huh?
You're saying either the first or?
Oh.
It's May already.
I'm thinking the first and the 15th of this month.
No, I'm thinking the 15th of June. Because if it takes him a couple weeks, and they gotta be in the paper for a couple weeks, I think we'd be more safe to say.
15th of June.
The second meeting, whatever that is. I don't have my calendar on me, but.
The 19th?
Yeah. 19th of June? I think you'd be better off to say that.
I guess then what we'd be looking for is a motion to authorize the road crew foreman to.
I'll move to forward this for bid.
I mean, I can, next week start on it, and I would think maybe even by the end of next week, if things went right.
It's good for, you know, I mean, 30 days or whatever, so.
Okay.
It goes in the paper like the 15th of this month, and they've got like 3 weeks to answer. I think that's a good timeframe.
They know the opening date down there anyway, so.
Exactly.
Okay, a motion been made, and, oh, Bill?
Does the board, review these, roads also with the road crew?
In the past, we have. We haven't lately.
No, actually, the past few years, 3, 4, 5 years, I don't know, the road crew has been doing it. They're on them all the time. They know them. And being their business, I think they give some pretty good recommendations.
Well, I think that our town chairman knows quite a bit about the business too, and I thought it would be very beneficial to us.
I've been accused of ethics problems in the past, so I've spaced myself from it.
And I find out, I have a hard time with that too, Bill.
I don't.
No, I have a hard time that the decision was made. I think, you know, I mean, you don't hire an electrician, you know what I mean, to landscape your yard, right? So I'm just saying, it's just...
Well, I understand about the road crew, I understand that, but I thought, from what I remembered in the past, the board also reviewed the roads.
Right.
And I'm just recommending, you know, to the board what I think, and me and the crew think needs to be done.
I do think the crew does a good job in reviewing them and seeing which ones, you know, which ones are really bad overall. You can drive a road, you can see a bad spot here and a bad spot there, and if you hit it, it's twice as bad. But, you know, they're on them all the time, and they got a pretty good idea of the structural integrity of the road along with the surface, so, you know.
I think it would still be appropriate for the board to review the roads.
We could schedule a special meeting and go look at them. At least, you know, the recommendations.
I think that would be something they should start doing again.
Okay.
Yeah, it used to be in the past, we would get in the vehicle, we didn't even have the town crew with us.
Rode all day.
Look at them, and you would figure out which ones were priority.
So is that something we can still do this year?
Well, I don't have a problem. I'm gonna go look at these myself personally. You know what I'm saying?
Or we can ask the board if you know, would like to go take a ride and just look at them, and you know, you can get back to Pete if you have any other concerns or questions on it.
I think it would probably be good to have Pete.
With? You know, I've looked at them all. You know, I've ridden all of these. Every spring I go for a ride and I ride all of them, just because.
I saw a lot of them this spring too.
So I don't know, Pete, if one of them would like you to go with.
Sure, anytime.
Any questions?
Anybody on the board wants to go for it, I can go show you what I'm want, why I'm thinking. You know, like I said, there's other roads that could use attention too, but these I'm basing on the amount of traffic and people that live down there and what happens.
The only gripe I got is the bump on Thoroughfare. That's really nasty.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's a bad
issue.
It's a launch.
Yeah, it is.
Gary?
Those three roads that are chosen, is it limited to those three roads financially or time-wise to get them done? I mean, we have a budget for only so much a year, or is it so much
financial?
Yeah. So it's so much per mile or whatever it is, and that's been budgeted to do so much for you.
Okay. And I would like in the near future is that maybe we do, you know, I mean, I would like to compile a little bit more of a longer term thing so that if we do want to tackle something, you know, I mean, if there's, which usually there isn't a lot of excess money, especially when we're building additions, but I'm just saying is if we have to prioritize and say take a year and really hit it hard, you know what I mean,
right,
to improve something.
I understand.
But if you see the distances we're talking here, that's not very much road.
No,
we're talking very minimal. And I think we are gonna have to address this. I mean, we're gonna have to, because, I mean, if we did one road like Thoroughfare, oh my God, you know, I mean, we're talking some pretty big monies. So I think it's important for us to keep it, keep our ducks all in a row, so we know whether we're gonna have to start bumping up this budget and where we're gonna get the money from.
Gloria?
Pete, how long, with these three roads, how long would you say that would be to drive, to look at them, if I were to?
Oh, we could do that in, I would think, 45 minutes.
Do you wanna do Friday?
I'm gonna be out of town Friday, Monday, and Tuesday, should have told you that.
So have to reach, like, come back?
Fishing season.
Right, so it would have to be either tomorrow or middle of next week.
Is it posted to the corner? I have to post it.
Well, I'm not.
Well, no, if I were to.
If she's just gonna go with him, that's fine.
I thought you wanted.
No.
Is that bump on thoroughfare, is that a culvert fail?
The culvert.
So you have to tear up the whole road?
Well, the one we did.
The one we did.
We tore out the old culvert, put in gravel, and let it sit for the whole summer for quite a while, and got rain and pounded on, and we patched it, and then it still sunk.
It still sunk.
That is when we did it, I think, is when the ground was dry, when we had them dry years, and then the last couple of years with the water table or the ground getting saturated, but yeah, we tore that out and fixed that, and we let it sit for that whole summer.
Yeah.
It got rained on, and every car pounded on it, we were out there adding gravel and leveling it, and there's something with Mother Nature. And we could patch it again, but it tends to come back up, so if we went and put patch in it now, I think in a month from now, we'd have a big bump sticking up out of the ground.
So we'll keep an eye on it, and it should even itself out.
What about the 16th or 17th?
Yeah.
What time do you start?
We start from 6:00 to 4:30.
About the 16th at 7:00?
Yep.
Did I make a motion to authorize this, did I?
Yep.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to authorize the road crew foreman to put together and advertise for the bids for the 2019 road construction projects. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Yeah, he's got it, she's got it. I'm thinking it's maybe we should let Gloria look at that, so that she can explain to her how that works, that she understands.
When you do that, Pete, if you can grab that Pazer report and just kind of go over that with her also, gives a good overview of the.
All the roads and.
All the roads and the, and the.
The rating.
The rating.
Okay.
Boy, oh boy, old age, the rating.
Every road will have a rating.
Words don't come out anymore. All right, item number 12, discussion action, approval of bartender's application for Shelley R. Cutsing.
I'll move for approval.
No issue.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve bartender's application. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Need a motion to adjourn at 1:20.
I'll move.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Thank you.